Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Batting second. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlos Santana. Batting seventh. The DH, Jason Giambi. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Drew Stubbs. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ubaldo Jimenez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaz. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff Kepinger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dylan Axelrod. And now, play ball. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Kipnis steals second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Swisher hits a line drive into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaz strikes out. One out. Alexei Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Rios batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Rios takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dunn strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kepinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brantley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kepinger fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Gillespie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gillespie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vecido hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gillespie moves to second. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it and throws to second for the out. Gillespie moves to third. One out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Flowers reaches second base with a double. Gillespie scores. Beckham moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a pop-up towards third. Chisenhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chisenhall strikes out. One out. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs strikes out. Two outs. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bourne is 0-for-1 in the game. Bourne hits a line drive into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rios is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rios hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kepinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kepinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gillespie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gillespie takes first base on ball 4. Kepinger moves to second. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Vecido is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kipnis hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brantley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckham is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brantley throws the ball into Kipnis, who tags Beckham, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Flowers strikes out. 2 outs. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rios. Santana reaches second base with a double. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0 for 1 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santana moves to third. 1 out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Chisenhall strikes out. 2 outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rios is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rios hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Rios. The throw from Santana and he is safe. Rios steals second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rios moves to third. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kepinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kepinger takes first base on ball 4. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gillespie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rios scores. Kepinger moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vecido is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vecido hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kepinger scores. Gillespie moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Gordon Beckham, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckham takes first base on ball 4. Vecido moves to second. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Bourne, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bourne is 0 for 2 in the game. Bourne takes first base on ball 4. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kipnis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kepinger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swisher for the out. 2 outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brantley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brantley. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Brantley steals second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Martinez now pitching. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rios is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rios hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 3 in the game. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Thornton now pitching. Mark Reynolds pinch hits for Jason Giambi. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Aviles pinch hits for Lonnie Chisenhall. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Aviles now playing third base. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kepinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kepinger hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gillespie hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vecido is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vecido hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stubbs. Vecido reaches second base with a double. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckham hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jesse Crane now pitching. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bourne is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Bourne hits a line drive into center field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cabrera is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kipnis is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kipnis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cabrera moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Swisher is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabrera scores. Kipnis moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brantley is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brantley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckham catches it and throws to second with Ramirez covering, to double up Kipnis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Smith now pitching. Jordan Danks pinch hits for Tyler Flowers. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Danks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Danks for the out. One out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Diaza is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ramirez is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hector Jimenez now catching. Jordan Danks now playing center field. Nate Jones now pitching. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santana is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Aviles is 0-1 in the game. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Perez now pitching. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rios is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dunn is 0-4 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kepinger is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kepinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.